AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. Neurocrine's 28% quarter reaches the range top with only 1.1x volume. MBIX closed within 0.6% at its 52-week high after a 6.5% week, but participation was only modest, and the ShareMaestro read remains balanced rather than decisive. Research brief. Neurocrine Biosciences finished the week at $168.5, up 6.5%, and just below its 169.6 52-week high. The weekly trend backdrop is active for a fourth week, and relative strength has improved, yet volume confirmation is only moderate at 1.1x the 13-week average. In a healthcare sector where trend breadth remains limited, NBIX is showing stronger stock-specific momentum, but its 29.8% premium to ShareMaestro fair value and elevated recent volatility keep the next move sensitive to follow through. Key points. 1. NBIX gained 6.5% for the week and 28.1% over 12 weeks, leaving the close at 97.8% of its 52-week range. 2. The weekly trend backdrop is active, with price 19.0% above the 141.6 trend line and active in 27 of the past 52 weeks. 3. Volume reached 6.2 million shares, only 1.1x the 13-week average of 5.9 million, and 1.2x the 52-week average of 5.1 million. 4. Sector and industry breadth are mixed. Healthcare trend breadth is 37.0%, while specialty and generic drug maker trend breadth is 30.3%. 5. The main risk evidence is valuation distance and reversal sensitivity, with price 29.8% above fair value and 10 recent smart money reversal markers. Near high price action, but not a full participation break. Neurocrine Biosciences ended the latest completed week at $168.5, a 6.5% advance that put the stock only 0.6% below its 52-week high of $169.6. The move caps a 28.1% 12-week run and a 34.4% 52-week gain, placing NBIX at 97.8% of its yearly range and well above the 122.1 low. The price structure is constructive, but not unqualified. NBIX is 19.0% above its weekly trend line at $141.6, keeping the trend backdrop active for a fourth week. It is also 29.8% above ShareMaestro fair value at $129.8, which confirms strong premium demand, but also raises the cost of disappointment if momentum stalls near the high. Healthcare context favors stock selection over broad trend strength. NBIX's week outpaced both its industry and most of the broader healthcare group. U.S. healthcare averaged a 5.2% weekly return, while U.S. drug manufacturers, specialty and generic, averaged 1.8%. NBIX's 28.1% gain is well ahead of the healthcare average of 9.0% and the industry average of 9.6%. Breadth is the more cautious part of the context. Healthcare has only 37.0% active weekly trend signals, and the specialty and generic drug maker group is weaker at 30.3%. Activity pressure breadth is healthier at 52.0% for healthcare and 60.5% for the industry, but relative strength breadth remains thin at 44.0% and 30.3% respectively. NBIX has all three stock level reads positive, which makes the move more stock specific than sector wide. Momentum improves as relative strength repairs. The momentum profile is positive across the main windows. 6.5% over 1 week, 6.5% over 4 weeks, 28.1% over 12 weeks, and 16.0% over 26 weeks. The equal 1 week and 4 week returns show that most of the recent advance came in the latest week, after a choppier period following the strong early May jump. ShareMaestro market dynamics remain constructive, but not accelerating. Activity pressure is positive at 1.22, though down 2.7% over 4 weeks, and the signal state shows no fresh buy. Relative strength has improved to 4.76 after negative readings in mid-June, a useful repair, but the overall expectancy read is still undecided at 52.37%, with a neutral score of 50. The week's 6.2 million shares exceeded the 13-week average of 5.9 million and the 52-week average of 5.1 million, but the 1.1 times volume ratio is moderate rather than emphatic. That leaves the advance supported, not strongly confirmed. For comparison, the May 8th breakout week drew 8.3 million shares on a 15.5% gain, showing what a higher participation move has looked like in this name. Risk is not extreme, but it is present. 13-week weekly return volatility is 4.9%, above the 52-week base of 4.1%. The past year shows 28 upside weeks versus 24 downside weeks, with average gains of 3.5% against average losses of 2.7%, a mildly favorable skew. The watch points are whether price can hold near the high without exhaustion, whether activity pressure stops fading, and whether any next advance attracts participation closer to the stronger confirmation threshold of 1.5x volume. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.